Hello and welcome to Getting Technetical, a podcast brought to you by Technetics. I'm your host, Michelle Dawn Mooney, and today we have a review of the Hydrogen Technology Exhibition in Bremen back in September. I have a great guest to fill us in on this conversation. Tom Ludwell is the Market Manager, Aerospace, Racing, and Turbo Machinery for Technetics Group. Tom, thank you so much for being with me today.
A real pleasure.
I'd love to, before we get into the conversation, could you just give us a brief bio, if you don't mind?
My background has been an education as an engineer, but since starting working life, I've always worked within technical challenging environments for a number of businesses, both corporates, people like 3M, through to small family businesses. And for the last 4 years, I've been working in the challenging, interesting and exciting environment of high-performance engineered seals with Technetics.
And we have a lot to talk about today with your role at Technetics and something that we alluded to earlier, talking about the Hydrogen Technology Exhibition. So let's start off with this. Can you provide an overview of Technetics' involvement in the Hydrogen Technology Exhibition this year?
The exhibition was of interest to us because hydrogen is one of the few markets where in every stage of the life cycle of a product, we have a challenging environment where our products naturally fit, whether it be dynamic or static sealing. So if we look at the hydrogen market from power generation for the electrolysis of hydrogen from water through to the storage, distribution, and then final end user use, whether it be in a fuel cell or in an internal combustion engine, we have solutions for every stage. So for Technetics, it's a very interesting market strategically. The sealing challenges are very high. So the sealing that's set is very high because of the safety concerns around hydrogen. And we fit very naturally within that market.
Yeah, and you weren't actually presenting or showcasing, but you were there doing a lot of different things and kind of taking it all in. So what are some of the key takeaways or insights that your team gained from being at the exhibition?
Being at the exhibition was a good opportunity for the breadth of the exhibitors to see some of our current traditional customers in some of the sectors like compressors, valves, and storage systems. But it also allowed us to see some of the other technologies that we're not so closely associated with, like electrolysis units and final end user use. So fuel cells and combustion of hydrogen for internal combustion engines. So it gave us an opportunity to engage with current people that we know very well, but also to learn to where the hydrogen technology is going in the market, who the key players in Europe are, and learn a little bit more about the challenges that they're facing with regards to sealing applications within their own products.
You talked about where things are going in the market, and hydrogen technology is gaining significant attention in the energy sector. How does Technetics work align with the advancement of hydrogen technologies?
Wherever you have hydrogen, there is always an issue, a concern around safety. Mixed in air or with oxygen, hydrogen is the most explosive element we have on the planet or within the universe. This means that safety has to be paramount. It means that leakage of any hydrogen has to be minimal. And when we talk minimal, we are at very ultra low leakage rates. So that's the primary concern within the industry.
Yeah. And you mentioned that Technetics really kind of follows from A to Z through the whole process of anything that's pertaining to hydrogen. But collaboration and partnerships are often key in advancing technology and the technology that you use at Technetics. Can you discuss any collaborations your company has maybe initiated or plans to initiate in the hydrogen technology sector?
We are working with a number of companies, both ground-based and aerospace-based. Due to the challenging technological advancements in using hydrogen, all of these will be under NDA. They all require us to engage very closely with the customer, the sharing of information from either side, and therefore it's very difficult to discuss individual projects in an environment such as this?
Clearly, we've seen a lot of advancement with the technology that we have in the use of hydrogen. So how do you see the role of hydrogen technology evolving in the coming years? And then what kind of impact do you think it will have on various industries?
Ultimately, hydrogen is the green goal of the globe. It's the ultimate solution to the problems we have with regards to greenhouse gases, CO2 emissions, and the effects that they have on the globe at the moment. Within hydrogen, I can see certain sectors moving very quickly towards it. Things like energy generation, home heating. We've already seen a slight transition towards hydrogen in some countries, with domestic gas supplies being mixed with hydrogen to small quantities. And this will continue. Energy generation, as in large gas turbines, will be fired by that. And I know a number of the industrial gas turbine OEMs in Europe are moving quite quickly towards this. And that's being driven by their end users globally. One of the things with hydrogen is it will take longer to develop potentially than battery technology. But much of the hydrogen industry sees batteries as the stepping stone technology that buys us time and buys us clean energy for a period whilst we develop the technologies to move forward fully towards a fully hydrogen-powered globe.
As a follow-up to that closing out here, what are you most excited about with the work that Technetics is doing when it comes to the future of the hydrogen industry?
With regards to the hydrogen industry, it is technically very, very challenging. The smallest element on Earth makes it very difficult to seal. It is also highly energetic compared with nitrogen or helium. So it offers some real challenges to sealing technology, which means we have to rethink some of the solutions we have, adapt solutions we have, and work with our customers closely in partnership to develop the correct solution for them. And that's a strength that Technetics have always brought to their engineered seals. And it's one I look forward to taking forward. And I know my colleagues do within the hydrogen market.
Any final thoughts, Tom, as we're wrapping up here?
One of the things that is often seen within the market is looking at components such as seals can often be a final thought for our customers, the OEMs of equipment that go into the hydrogen chain. And that makes it even more of a challenge because often you're working on shorter lead times. There's the less of an ability to work in partnership because of those compressed lead times. And we have to think of hydrogen as a very challenging material. We've already talked about the size of the molecule, the energetic nature of it, how hard it is to seal. But there are some other challenging things that come along with it. Hydrogen compatibility of materials. And it's long been known that certain materials become embrittled and are sensitive to hydrogen, which can cause problems further down the line. The ability of either the customer or a component supplier such as a seal to be able to test in a hydrogen environment. As we've already discussed, hydrogen isn't the safest of elements to be around, depending on how it's handled. Therefore, very few people have the testing capability with actual hydrogen gas or hydrogen liquid. The other big challenge at Technetics, we're very used to this, is cryogenic temperatures. Hydrogen is typically in its liquid form down to 20 Kelvin, so we're around -252 degrees C. These are challenges that we've faced for decades now with the work that we've done in the space propulsion environment, where we've worked with liquid hydrogen, oxygen, and other propulsion fluids. And have been sealing these and giving integrity to our customers' products for many decades.
Great conversation, Tom. And I'm sure a lot of people might be listening to this and they have more questions or they want to learn more. Where can they go? How can they reach out?
There's lots of information on the Technetics website. The sales team, including myself, are available through LinkedIn. as customers have applications, we're happy to discuss these in further detail and support you with the engineering challenges you face.
Tom Ludwell, Market Manager, Aerospace Racing and Turbo Machinery, Technetics Group. Tom, thank you for your time. Appreciate you being here and excited to see where the future holds. It's not without challenges, as you said, but you are hard pressed to find those solutions there at Technetics, and appreciate the work that you're doing over there and appreciate your time here today.
Many thanks, Michelle.
And I want to thank all of you for tuning in and listening to Getting Technetical. It is a podcast brought to you by Technetics. Once again, you can go to technetics.com for more information there. I'm your host, Michelle Dawn Mooney. Thanks again for joining us. We hope to connect with you on another podcast sometime soon.